This is the cat version.
Meow, 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 meow.
That's a cat, like, howling.
How many times are you going to make people listen to this song?
I don't know.
Well, too much.
They love it. Every day they're like, oh, I got to download that. We like theme parks, so I want to hear that. Christmas Jingle Bells dog song.
It's all about the barking dogs.
Didn't we do one without it? Didn't we do one without?
We did.
Yeah.
It was your jam.
With Donde Esta Santa Claus.
Yeah. Do we have any more songs? That was it, eh?
No, that's it.
Yeah. It's all right. It's a lot of work to put stuff in this board, so we're not going to do it. Guys, Merry Christmas. Welcome to another edition of the 12 Days of We Like Theme Parks. 12 Days of Christmas with your favorite friends here at your favorite Disney and Universal podcast. I hope it's your favorite. Top 5, top 10, maybe? I don't know. Tell a friend. Anyway, we're having a great time together. I have told this to you guys, but you know this is like my favorite day of the week when we get together and we record this.
Really?
Is that sweet? Am I saying something sweet?
That's lame of you.
Yeah, okay. I take it back. You're right.
No, it's great.
What was
great.
I thinking? Yeah, I know. Ugh. It's Christmas. It's the holiday season.
That.
I know.
Don't tell people
I'm emotional over the holidays. I'm with all my family and very small family and my kids and my children are like, Daddy, I miss you. And I'm like, I love you too. And, you know, I just feel festive.
Wait, why do they miss you? Are you absentee father? What's going on?
You know what? I've been doing that thing for
you've been
like,
working a lot.
Over a month, I'd say 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. My kids have barely seen me. So like the last few days they've been like,
right. And because it's
Daddy,
a show,
are you,
it's a nighttime thing.
Are we going to see you tomorrow? Like asking me, are we going to see you tomorrow?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my God, my heart explodes. I'm getting off topic.
Okay.
Welcome back to Christmas. Christmas. I'll probably edit that. So it is Christmas. We're feeling festive vibes and we've been having some great festive segments all week during the holiday season with the 12 days of We Like Theme Parks. And today we're doing something special, just like every other day. It's always something special. But today what we're doing is Dustin is willing to put up his King of the Castle crown, or maybe he isn't, or I guess we'll have to ask him, in a winner takes all King of the Castle Christmas edition.
Winner takes all.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's happening right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a minute. Am I the challenger?
You are, and it's a surprise.
Do you make it sound like this is some kind of threat? This is no threat. You know, I'm terrible at trivia. I want everybody to know how bad I am at trivia. Well, even the things that I know about very, very well, I'm bad at trivia.
But the trivia is all about...
I just toured the country doing trivia nights, I failed all the time.
Well, you've been saying that you've been watching a lot of Disney Plus, right?
I have been watching a lot of Disney.
Would you say you've been watching a lot of Disney Plus holiday stuff?
No.
Because welcome to the Disney and Universal Christmas movie King of the Castle extravaganza. Here we go.
King of the Castle.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We're about to have a trivia action go between two of these super heavyweights.
I'm very bad at trivia.
All the questions we have in this round of We Like Theme Parks, King of the Castle, is all going to pertain to Disney and Universal produced holiday films. It's all trivia from those films. It's not a huge list, but it's a fun one. And I will say, some of these might be a little easy, but some of these are not easy.
Brooke Shields.
Glad you brought Brooke Shields up because she is not in this trivia edition. But so many fun questions. And we're going to begin right now. Are you guys ready?
I just want to say that I'm so bad at trivia that I don't even understand what this Brooke Shields reference is.
Blue Lagoon.
Remember we did the first King of the Castle?
Oh, is that what we're referring to?
And I gave a Blue Lagoon, I don't know, I did a Brooke Shields question. And
I thought she
Dustin
was in
complained
some sort
about
of,
it.
I thought she was in some sort of Disney
I'm really glad
movie.
I explained that, and now our audience is unconscious. Okay, wake up, guys. It's trivia time. Get ready and tell us how you did at home. Let us know at mailbag@welikethemeparks.com. And are you guys ready for question number one? And I feel like this is just a go out and blurt it out, whoever gets
it
first.
Oh, this is a blurted out situation?
Yeah, because it's not a I give you a hint, give you part of an answer. This is just either you got it or you don't. So go ahead and blurt and try not to look at my screen. All right, here we go. Question number one.
Okay.
This is Universal's tentpole Xmas franchise with a live action version from 2000 and a new animated version
in
2008.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Point one goes to Dustin. Where's my applauso? Give me some applauso.
Oh, I was going to do this.
What was that?
What's that?
It's the magic band sound.
Oh, okay.
That's when you get it correct.
So what happens if you get it wrong?
Well, then you get a...
Okay, whatever.
Okay, yeah. That's great.
Okay. Question. So Dustin gets number one.
Yes.
Can I edit this? Why is it not edited? Okay, hold on. Here we go.
Trying a piece of paper?
I just want to.
No, this guy's living in the future. He's got a computer in front of him. He's got this brand new Acer computer from Acer Electronics.
With missing buttons and screen that kind of goes off. And anytime someone,
Is that why you keep flicking the screen?
Yeah. My screen turns off.
So you flick the actual screen. That's what you're doing?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. Get a new computer.
This is a new computer. I've only had this computer for like 2 years. It's terrible.
2 years?
Yeah, dude.
That's an old computer, bro.
That's not a new one. Come on.
I hate to break it to you.
Okay.
You asked for a Tron Magic Band.
Yeah.
You should have asked for a Tron computer.
Okay, guys, get ready. Here's question number two.
All right, this guy.
This film was a Christmas sequel to one of Disney's most famous, revered Renaissance period animated films. This film was a Christmas sequel to one of Disney's most famous and revered...
Muppet Christmas Carol?
Incorrect.
Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Incorrect. Revered Renaissance period animated film.
The Santa Claus? Miracle on 34th Street.
Incorrect. This film, I'll just keep repeating it.
I love this. I love this tactic for this trivia. You're just going to keep repeating the question.
Okay, here's the clue here.
Oh, there's a clue.
Renaissance period animated films.
Okay, that wasn't a clue more than you just
said. I just underlined the thing that is already very clear.
Yeah, Renaissance.
Renaissance animated. That's all you need to know.
A Little Mermaid Christmas.
Close. The Little Mermaid pitch was the closest. It's not a Little Mermaid. This was Beauty and the Beastmas.
Beauty and the Beast Holiday Christmas? Christmas Special. Beauty and the Beast.
He's just going to say words until he gets the right combination
of
words.
Well, you should be saying words too because he's so close.
No, just nobody gets this one.
Beauty and the Beast 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Okay. That's got to get a point.
Okay, we'll say nobody gets this
okay.
one.
Okay.
I like Beauty and the Beast 2, Electric Boogaloo. That's the Tron
Beauty and the Beast actual sequel to Beauty and the Beast was Beauty and the Beast Enchanted Christmas. Remember with Forte?
What did I say? Oh, Beauty and the Beast Miss. Come on, that's something.
Nah, nobody gets that one. Okay, the next question here. Not once, but twice did a festive canine save Christmas from
Santa Buddies.
Name that magic pooch. Not once, but twice did a festive canine save Christmas for Disney. Name that magic pooch.
Pluto.
Incorrect.
Goofy?
Incorrect.
101 Is Goofy Dalmatians? A dog? Yeah,
Goofy's
a dog.
Goofy's a dog.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not Santa Buddies.
I
thought he was an
it's
alligator.
It's not Santa Buddies.
But you're
barking up the right tree. Literally, get it barking.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Sorry.
Oh. So is it on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's
that little Jack Russell.
No.
The one from the wrestling one.
I don't think so.
I don't think
he's a Jack Russell, and he's called something.
And it's not an animated movie.
It's not an animated
movie.
It's live action. I'm looking at it right now in my head.
Yeah.
It's not Santa Buddies. It's not.
Watching Disney Plus, it is flashed on your screen 1,000 times.
And if it's starring a dog.
And it also has a sequel.
It has a sequel.
It has the same name, but with a number 2 at the end of it.
And it's not Air Bud. It's
I'm going to give you 10 more seconds.
I'm sorry. I don't think I'm going to get it.
The answer is Santa Paws.
Oh,
Santa Paws. Santa Paws is the answer.
Excellent. Play on words, Disney.
Thank you. Last year, this is question number 4. Disney released The Nutcracker and the blank blank. Fill in the blanks.
Oh, yeah. Oops. What was that?
That was my computer. Sorry.
Did somebody get something right?
Nope, you got to say the answer. Disney released The Nutcracker and the blank
and the
blank.
Huntsman.
Incorrect.
Nutcracker and the Huntsman? Wardrobe.
Nope.
No?
The Nutcracker, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? No, incorrect.
No, it's a low budget. They couldn't afford the witch.
Nope. This is from last year. It's 2018, guys.
The Nutcracker and the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Incorrect.
Am I close? It's fairy. We're supposed to
be the pros here, guys. We can't answer these questions.
We don't have kids, though.
This is not a kids movie.
Yeah, but these movies aren't good. Oh, you know what goodness. I mean? I don't know. I said, listen, here's the thing. At the best of times, I'm bad at trivia. You're going to play a bunch of things that I don't even...
The answer to this one was The Nutcracker
and the Witch.
The Four Realms.
The Four Realms. I was close with The Witch.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number 5. In the Tim Allen-driven Santa Claus trilogy, what was Santa's real name?
Oh, Chris Kringle. Scott Talbot? No.
That's
Scott.
What I wanted to be. That's amazing.
Scott. His name's Scott.
What's his last name?
Kringle.
You're right there.
Scott.
I can't give it to him if all he's got is half of it.
I don't know.
His initials are probably the same as Santa Claus's.
Yeah, I know. It's
so what is
it's
his name?
SC. It's Scott.
Scott Christensen.
No, Scott. It's
a musical director. No, that's an inside joke that nobody's going to get.
Except him if he listens to this pod, but he doesn't.
Kubrick? No.
He might. He's a Disney fan.
I'll bet everything in my Christmas stocking that Scott Christensen is not listening to this pod.
All right, well, we'll see.
If your name is Scott Christensen and you're listening to this pod, we welcome you and thank you for listening. Okay, nobody's getting this. It was Scott Calvin. Scott Calvin.
What did I say? Scott Calvage?
No. I thought you said Talbot.
Oh. You said Talbot. It sounds like a hockey player.
I still got Scott.
Doesn't
true not, or false? True or false? You wouldn't have gotten Scott.
Me?
Oh, yeah. Never.
I got his name. You didn't say his first and last name.
I don't like to play trivia.
I said
look
his
how
real
angry
name.
This guy gets.
I'm not angry.
He's smiling.
Ladies
he's
and gentlemen,
his eyes
after
are furious.
Five questions, only one point has been scored, and I said these were easy. Here we go. In The Muppet Christmas Carol, which Muppet portrayed the character of young Scrooge's boss, Mr. Fezziwig?
Scrooge's boss.
Yeah.
Mr. Fezziwig.
Yeah, Mr. Fezziwig. Come
young
on.
Scrooge's boss. It wasn't Gonzo? Statler and Waldorf because they were the Marleys.
Nope, that's right.
Young Scrooge.
Mr. Fezziwig. Do you guys remember? Do you know the story of the Charles Dickens? Come on, we all know it.
Yeah.
Mr. Fezziwig.
I still remember Mr. Fezziwig.
Mr. Fezziwig runs the company that Marley and Scrooge take over. Like he's their old boss.
Right.
In the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Was it Pepe?
It's not Pepe.
Is it Fozzie's finger?
It is not Fozzie's finger.
You remember that one from Muppet Treasure Island?
I do not remember that. I have to watch that.
I think it's Mr. Bimble is his finger, and he takes orders from his finger all the time. He's the captain of the ship.
I don't remember that, but I have to see that.
Yeah, was it the penguin?
But you're very close.
Is it Fozzie?
It's Fozzie Bear. Okay. Correct. Fozzie Bear.
If you go back and listen to the thing, I said,
I think
is
he
it
did,
Fozzie?
I think he said Fozzie early. Yep. Yeah.
Dustin Foos gets the point.
Yeah, I think he said Fozzie early.
If not, then it's Mark's.
I appreciate your festive honesty. I like that. 2 points for Dustin, 0 for Mark.
I don't know. I did the bit with the finger, though, so that's got to be worth something.
That's at least half a point.
Gives you my respect
and
honor.
Entertainment values.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I'll laugh about it later when I listen to this. Okay. All right. Question 7. Bill Nighy from Pirates of the Caribbean fame plays an over-the-hill rock star who repurposes his greatest hit into a Christmas carol and reinvigorates his career in this film.
This is a true story. I know this one. This is a true story, and it's about, what's his name, from Twisted Sister.
Dee Snider.
Dee Snider,
Who I know quite well.
You know
Dee?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I am on a first-name basis with Dee Snider. Did you hear that? Do you know Dee, I just said.
You met him when you were working with him.
Yeah. He seems like a very nice man. You know, the funny thing about Dee Snider is that he made a lot of money writing tracks for Celine Dion.
No. This is what he did.
Isn't it Celine Dion that he wrote tracks for?
He wrote a Christmas song.
That's what it was.
That Celine Dion sang.
That's what it
and
was.
And made him all his money.
More than
Twisted Sister.
More than any of his
Celine Dion Christmas song that he wrote. Right.
Okay, what was this trivia question again?
Bill Nighy,
yes.
From Pirates of the Caribbean fame, as you know, is Davy Jones, plays an over-the-hill rock star who repurposes his greatest hit into a Christmas carol and reinvigorates his career in this film.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Incorrect.
Darn it. I was just making it up.
Very popular.
Miracle on 34th Street.
No. Very popular modern Christmas movie. Very popular.
Oh, Love Actually.
That's the one. Love Actually is correct.
Yeah, well
is.
Done.
Excellent job, that. Mark.
Mark for the dub.
All right, we're getting close.
You know what threw me off is the name of the actor.
Bill Nighy?
Yeah.
Well, he plays the rock star.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay.
Like I said, bad he's great. I'm not going to remember any actors' names.
He's great. And he tells his manager at the end.
I have friends who are actors.
Friend.
I don't remember their names. You know what I mean?
Here we go. Voice talents Catherine O'Hara, Paul Rubens, and Greg Proops all lend their voices to this Disney classic.
This is Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's correct.
They play Lock, Shock, and Barrel.
Greg Proops does not, but the other two.
Oh, right. You're right. Yeah. Who does Greg Proops in that?
Proops has a small part, but they were the three most famous. I didn't want to say Danny Elfman because it would give it right away.
Right.
Okay, only two questions left, and it's a tie. Whoa, this could be intense. But the next two questions are hard, and that makes me happy.
Now I want to know who Greg Proops is in Nightmare Before Christmas.
I'll
look it up later. Never mind.
Released in 1961, this famous Disney film was based upon Victor Hubert's operetta.
Oh, Victor Hubert's operetta. I don't know, Victor Hubert. Dude, will you look at me like that?
Think operetta. Think this came out in the 60s, the early 60s, and it was an operetta.
So
a Christmas operetta. There ain't that many of them, guys.
I'm going to steal Dustin's bit and Miracle on 34th Street.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Christmas Story.
Incorrect. 1961, guys.
Good vintage.
It's not the Nutcracker.
But you're in the right ballpark, though.
It's the Sugar Plum Fairy.
You're sniffing up the right Christmas tree.
Oh.
You're nosing up some candy canes here, guys. I'm going to say this. Remembered for its classic portrayal of toy soldiers.
Oh, it's not Babes in Toyland.
Babes in Toyland.
It is Babes in Toyland.
Babes in Toyland.
That was an operetta? I only knew it as the musical.
No, this is...
interesting.
This is it. Okay, the last question. So here, this is the last question we have. So if
Babes in Toyland was the first live show my mom took me to when I was a little kid. Yeah.
So if Mark gets this or nobody gets his...
Is this
Mark
time?
Is the new king of the castle champion.
That's
could be
awful.
A Christmas miracle right
if,
now.
Yeah, if Dustin gets this, it's a tie and he retains his title, even though it's a draw.
No, you retain on a draw.
You retain on a draw, absolutely. Those are the wrestling rules. Yeah, sure. Keep it that way. Yeah. So here's the question, and it's a hard one.
So what I need to do is get DQ'd right now.
You need to run in.
He just picks up a chair and hits me with it.
Put that Christmas tree down. Dustin. Okay, here we go. You guys ready for all the marbles? Released in 1927.
Oh, come on.
Is it a Miracle on 34th Street?
It's a Miracle on 34th Street.
It is not.
That would be amazing if it was that.
A Christmas Story.
What character?
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Was featured in the animated short called Empty Socks, which although was distributed by Universal Studios, was produced by Walt Disney.
Can you read the whole question?
This is a mashup question. The
Frankenstein.
You're not listening.
No.
Released in Be a Champion, Dustin. Listen to the question.
Be a champion, Dustin, he says, drink your milk.
Do your vitamins. Let's go.
That is the most Italian way to say it.
Oh, do your vitamins. Do your vitamins. All right.
If I close throw something light. At the ref, close do the I get light. DQ'd?
I think so, yeah.
Close okay. the light.
Here, I'm just going to throw a cookie at you.
I'll eat it.
Look how angry he is. He's so mad.
Who, me?
Dustin is. You're not mad. Look at you. You're cool as a cucumber.
I'm straight chilling. I'm excited to see where this goes, and I'll read the question again because I don't feel like anyone's listening to it.
I'm trying.
Released in 1927.
Yes.
What character...
Yes.
Was featured in the animated short called Empty Socks, which although was distributed by Universal Studios, was produced by Walt Disney. 1927. You're going to go. Okay,
so now here we're guessing. So I'm going to, my first Mickey guess Mouse. Is going to be Mickey Mouse.
Incorrect.
Right. And it's not going to be Santa Claus.
Incorrect.
Great. What was his name? Is his name Tiny Tim?
Incorrect.
What was the name of the kid in Christmas?
Oh,
Tim, Tiny Tim.
Cratchit?
Tiny Tim.
Tim Cratchit?
Yeah, is it Tiny Tim?
It is not.
Then what's the name of the ukulele player? Is that also Tiny Tim?
Tiptoe
through the tulips. That guy.
No, it's not that guy.
But no, obviously it's not that guy, but I just got them.
I'm going to say it again. Animated.
Okay. Yeah, so it's before the live action stuff. So it's...
1927. Character. Yeah. Animated.
Yes. I know Mortimer? The answer. I know the answer to this. I just can't get it.
You can do it.
Okay. I have to look it up.
This is a really unique piece of trivia.
Yes, I know.
When I give you the next clue, you're going to know it.
Don't do it.
I don't want to do it.
Don't do it. I know what the answer to this is.
So it's not Mortimer. It's not... Whoa. Is it?
Is it Waldo?
No.
Incorrect. Incorrect. Oh, this is intense, guys. People at home are going, it's blank.
Yeah, but they're at home. They're at home.
They're at home with their phones.
Yeah, and if they want to jump on, all they have to do is let us know, and we'll do.
You know what? We should start doing. We should do call
in. Yeah, you can call in, and you can take on Dustin if he's still the champ in the next 5 minutes.
We'll so on.
Look at it. He eats a cookie. So I'm eating a cookie.
I'm getting a break. You guys are gonna...
This is why Dustin gets upset, because you are antagonizing him.
I am.
You're provoking Dustin.
I provoke either of you. I just want somebody to spit out an answer, because this is a great question.
We've been trying here. And it's not Oswald. Is it Oswald?
Is it Oswald the Lucky Rabbit?
Wow, I nailed it.
You said Oswald.
Mark gets it. Don't be a dink.
I said Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, though.
Oh, come on. Oswald.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Well, that's good, because you know what?
What do you want?
I want to celebrate.
Down here.
Oh, it's that one?
Yeah. Which one do you want?
I want?
Didn't I say Oswald? Or, no, I didn't. I said Waldo.
You want an applauso?
Yeah, I do. Applauso.
You know what?
Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations to the new king of the castle champion. Yeah.
Honestly, that was the weakest thing. I think we could do better.
See how he is?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to introduce you to your brand new...
What's going on here?
King of the castle. Mr. Mark Andrada.
Look at this.
Amazing stuff.
Here's the thing, guys. Yeah. I hope you're prepared for a very long title reign from me because I will spend the next 6 months ducking both of you.
Of course you will.
Of course. You got to have fun with it.
Interesting sidebar to this question was when, and jump in, I the information might be a little bit wrong, but maybe you can help me out.
I thought when,
did you read it from Wikipedia?
A long time ago. Apparently, when Bob Iger bought something from Universal Studios.
Yeah, there was a trade.
There was a trade, and they traded for Oswald back because Universal was still owned Oswald.
Yep.
And this is only like, what, 10 or 15 years ago? Or
it's
10?
Within the last 10 years.
Yeah. They still owned Oswald because Walt Disney worked for Universal when he made Oswald. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
And then he left and said, forget Universal Studios. I'm going to start my own jam, which is now obviously the Disney empire.
So wasn't the
what
story
was the trade
that,
though? What did he trade? I can't remember.
The story that I remember was Oswald... Disney took Oswald to New York, and on the trip back on the train, he found out that Oswald was taken from him and basically sold as, like, there is a legal right that Universal inherited the character, and on the train ride back, he had to come up with something else, and instead of a rabbit, he came out with a mouse.
Right.
And then the name was going to be Mortimer. His wife came up with Mickey.
Love it. That's welcome, Mickey Mouse.
And that's what got Mark the dub on this one. He gets his chip.
He does it. He gets his chip. But that was a great run, though, Dustin.
You know what? It's fun to lose. Epic. I got to admit, it's fun because here's the thing. Over the last, four or five different ones, you had your chance to go out and be like, he's won like 17, 18 different ones in a row. I'm like, no, it's fun. It's trivia.
So disingenuous, eh?
Yeah, it feels a little bit. Yeah.
It's okay.
Just can't lose honorably.
Kind of a Christmas of this.
Mark, congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for the We Like Theme Parks 12 Days of Christmas. We appreciate you being here. Keep it festive, y'all. Hopefully that was some real festive trivia for you. And hopefully this holidays you're spending time with your family. Maybe you're doing your own Disney trivia and you're having a great time with friends and family. And if you feel like you can compete against us, against the top dogs, who only got a handful of these questions right, feel free to reach out to us. And maybe we can get you on here and you can compete for the king of the castle. And maybe go up against Mark Andrada, the latest and greatest champion. May his reign be prosperous and long. And hopefully he'll compete maybe once a month, maybe once, twice a month.
No, he's going to duck it out like he did.
I'm probably not going to feel well at some point.
He's going to watch
be able to make it to the recording.
Oh, Mark, where are you?
He's gonna become the new Ziggles. Yeah. He's going to come out and be like, you know what? I just need a squash match.
I don't feel well.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, have a great holiday season, and we'll see you in the next We Like Theme Parks, Minnesota. The 12 days of We Like Theme Parks.